I have to tell you something serious, but don't be alarmed. See, I've been feeling delirious when you're near my arms. So it's a hop, it's a jump, it's a skip now, from the tip to the top of your lip now. What would I do to get a little bit closer to you? Don't say yes, don't say no, no, don't rush now. If you think of it too much, you'll blush now. What would I do to get a little bit closer to you? Picture this, a real long ride on a transatlantic plane. But we'll have Paris before we cherish the view from Mr. Apple's lane. If you hope, if you wish, if you pray now, then I bet it'll be any day now that I will get just a little bit closer to you.
Welcome from A. Laurie Stead to the February visit to the Cabaret Room, where I've just started off with a favourite cabaret performer of mine, Tony Desaire, singing and also playing the piano on his own composition, A Little Bit Closer, which is from his 2009 album Radio Show. And Tony Desaire this month will be appearing at Birdland in New York for three nights, the 23rd, the 24th and the 25th of February. Now, my album of the month, of which I will be playing two tracks from, goes all the way back to 1983, and I consider it a classic for all sorts of reasons. It's entitled Ella Fitzgerald and André Previn Do Gershwin. All the songs are written by George and Ira Gershwin and are considered classics of the Great American Songbook, and has somewhat been overlooked, I think, this album to a degree, where the emphasis has been on Ella's other songbooks, mostly with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. What also appeals to me is the role André Previn plays on this album, as he's no mere accompanist, but he contributes much more on certain tracks.
Let it rain and thunder, let a million firms go under. I am not concerned with stocks and bonds that I've been burned with. I love you and you love me, and that's how it will always be, and nothing else can ever be the same. Who cares what the public chatters? Love's the only thing that matters. Who cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares if banks fail in Yonkers? Long as you got a kiss that conquers, why should I care? Life is one long jubilee, so long as I care for you and you care for me. Who cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares if banks fail in Yonkers? Long as you got a kiss that conquers, why should I care? Life is one long jubilee, so long as I care for you and you care for me.
Ella Fitzgerald, of course, and Andre Previn. And the song was Who Cares? It was from the Gershwins Broadway show that opened in New York on Broadway on December 1931. And incidentally, I noticed that when the show opened, the orchestra was conducted by Charles Previn. I'm not sure if it's any relation, but I'd love to know if you know. But that, I've not been able to find anything out about that, but I just thought it was quite interesting. Lovely. And there'll be another track from that album towards the end of the programme. Reading through the sleeve notes, by the way, which are mainly in Japanese, who were big Elephants seemingly. I'm not sure how it was rated elsewhere. Perhaps someone can tell me. For me, though, I find it faultless and rather special. But coming more up to date now, I've got a CD from 2021 that's also had lots of appeal to me as well. It's by the American jazz singer Mark Winkler, along with his pianist, the brilliant David Benoit. It's a Dave Frischberg gem. I'm sure you'll enjoy this one, Sweet Kentucky Ham.
It's 6 p.m. supper time in South Bend, Indiana. And you figure, what the hell, you're gonna eat in your motel. So you order up room service on the phone. You watch the local news and eat alone. You've gotta take what little pleasures you can find when you've got sweet Kentucky ham on your mind, on your mind. Nothing but sweet Kentucky ham on your mind. It's 10 p.m. They're rolling up the sidewalks in Milwaukee. And the only place to eat is just across the street. So you sit there with a bowl of navy bean, and you turn the pages of your magazine, and you feel you want to quit while you're behind, 'cause you've got sweet Kentucky ham on your mind, on your mind. Nothing but sweet Kentucky ham on your mind. And you feel like you're forever on the phone. Half past ten, let it ring. Dial again, same damn thing. And you're really getting hungry for some talk. Grab a shower, take a walk. Last call in Cincinnati, but it's still a nighttime town if you know your way around. And despite yourself, you find you're wide awake, and you're staring at your scrambled eggs and steak. And you must admit your heart's about to break when you think of what you left behind. You've got sweet Kentucky ham on your mind, on your mind. Nothing but sweet Kentucky ham on your mind.
A regular feature in the cabaret room is to listen to musicians from the piano bar, starting off with a little-known pianist called Consalag Lee, Consuelo was born in 1927 and came from a very musical family. Her father was a cornet player, her mother taught classical music, and all her siblings were musicians. And her nephew is the film director Spike Lee. Now, she taught music theory and composition for many years, including at the Alabama State University, and appeared with her siblings at the Newport Jazz Festival. I can't find many recordings of her, but I cherish this one called Piano Voices, which appeared way back in 2001, and from it I've chosen a classic song by Fats Waller, Ain't Misbehaving. Some wonderful playing there from that lovely lady by the name of Consuelo Lee. Ain't Misbehaving, written of course by Fats Waller. Well, let's stay with Fats Waller and another of his classic songs that I absolutely love, called Blue Turning Grey Over You. Here's a really wonderful recording of it from the singer Catherine Russell, who this month on the 14th of February, isn't that St. Valentine's Day, to the 17th, could be singing this song because she's appearing at the Birdland Jazz Club in New York. ¶¶
the wonderful things you would do. I run my hands through silvery strands, 'cause I'm blue, turning gray.
Just a joy to listen to. Catherine Russell and the song Blue Turning Grey Over You. It's from her album Harlem On My Mind. And she's at Birdland Jazz Club this month, from the 14th to the 17th. There's a new music venue just opened in London called the Ladbroke Hall, which on Friday nights features jazz. And they're starting off with the singer Claire Martin, who will have with her the pianist Rob Barron. And that's on the 23rd of February. Before that, though, Claire will be at the Crazy Cox in London on the 15th of February. But here today, she's joined by Ray Galato, and they sing a real swinger of a song. We've got a world that swings.
Taste of wine, then I remember you're mine, and I've got a world that's fine.
What's before me? Routines that bore me. Punch the clock at 8. But what a lucky guy I am. I got a world that's great.
Well, atom bomb, Cape Canaveral and false alarms.
Half this universe is up in arms. So I flip a little too until I'm holding you.
What's the hassle? I'll buy the castle.
We can live like kings.
If we're together forever, I've got a world that...
You've got a world that...
We've got a world that swings.
We'll be right back.
this universe is up in arms. So I flip a little too until I'm holding you.
What's the hassle? I'll buy the castle.
We can live like kings if we're together forever.
I've got a world that
you've got a world that
we've got a world that swings.
I'd like to take you on a wild, wonderful venture. Fly like a kite through space, no strings. I don't want to lose that bell that rings.
I've got a world that
you've got a world that
we've got a world that swings.
We've got a world that swings.
Yeah, we got a world that swings.
Got a world that swings.
We got a world that swings.
Got a world that swings,
baby.
What a delight to listen to Claire Martin and Regalata, and we've got a world that swings. And Claire will be appearing at the Crazy Cox in London on the 15th of February, and at that new venue, Ladbroke Hall, on February 23rd. Well, here's a singer who specialises in singing songs by Stephen Sondheim. Her name is Melissa Errico, and I see she's appearing this month on Broadway at the Birdland Jazz Club. That's from the 15th of February to the 18th, and should attract a big, big crowd because she's very appealing. I love her version of I Remember. The pianist who is accompanying her is quite talented as well. His name is Ted Firth.
His thumbtacks coming down like lint, and it made you squint when the wind would blow, and ice like vinyl on the streets, cold as sheets, rain like strings, and changing things like leaves. I remember leaves, green as spearmint, crisp as paper. But as years go by, the bluest ink isn't really sky. And at times I think I would gladly
a beautiful voice, I'm sure you will agree. Melissa Errico. And she's singing there the Sondheim song, I Remember. It's from her lovely album entitled Sondheim Sublime. There are 15 of Sondheim's songs there, some familiar ones and some a little bit unusual. Now, I've got an Irving Berlin song next, which originally was from a classic Hollywood musical, Easter Parade, that starred Fred Astaire and Judy Garland. Also in the cast was Peter Lawford and the dancer Ann Miller. I've got an up-to-date recording here by a singer I only recently became aware of, fairly recently. He's an American, his name is Jeffrey Gimbel, and this is from his album Beyond Up High. And the song is It Only Happens When I Dance With You.
It only happens when I dance with you. That trip to heaven till the dance is through. With no one else do the heavens seem quite so near. Why does it happen, dear? Only with you. Two cheeks together can be so divine, but only when those cheeks are yours and mine. I've danced with dozens of others the whole night through, but the thrill that comes with spring, when anything can happen, that only happens with you.
Ba-do-do-ba-do-do-ba.
dee ba do dee da da ba do da dee da ba do dee bum bum ba do dee da ba ba do ba 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 do ba ba do la ba ba do do ba do ba do do ba do ba do ba do la do do ba ba do do ba ba do ba. Two cheeks together can be so divine, but only when those cheeks are yours and mine. I've danced with dozens of others the whole night through, but the thrill that comes with spring, when anything can happen, that only happens with you.
The name of the singer, just in case, Jeffrey Gimble, on the song It Only Happens When I Dance With You. Marianne Sullivan is a New York-based jazz singer whose 2012 album, Prisoner of Love, is one I often listen to. I don't come across her appearances very often, but she is appearing at the very small, intimate club in New York called Mesro, named after Mez Mesro, the jazz clarinetist. That's in New York this month, and it's on February 22nd. Now, I wonder if she might sing this song, which I've never come across before. It was written by Tony Haywood and Daryl Harper, and the song's called Bliss.
This way makes worry float far away and renders me captive to bliss. No stranger to paradise, I've seen with my own eyes. Heaven is here in your midst. For to lie here with you, dear, is bliss. For a moment in time, I claim you as mine. For tomorrow may steal you away. Perhaps we'll meet again, and wistfully then, for bliss I'll surrender. Till then, I'll remember the joy that imbues me today. So fragile the feeling seems, I'm lost in a fluid dream, adrift on a stream. So listless, lovers may come and go, ocean tides ebb and flow. Forever I'll treasure this, I'll cherish this moment of bliss.
Lovers may come.
cherish this moment of bliss.
Wonderful voice, ideally suited to the cabaret room. That was Marianne Sullivan, and she had with her a couple of well-known jazz musicians, the guitarist Peter Bernstein and the jazz bassist Christian McBride. It's from her album Prisoner of Love. Now for our second visit to the piano bar, and it's a pianist I often feature in the cabaret room. I saw him many years ago and was completely taken over. His name is Bill Charlap, and he's playing here a song from his 1997 album All Through the Night. It's a Charles Strauss favourite of mine called I've Just Seen Her.
Thank you.
so good. So good. That was the Bill Charlap Trio. And that was from his album All Through the Night, the tune I've Just Seen Her, written by Charles Strauss. And by the way, the rest of the group, on bass, Peter Washington, and on drums, Kenny Washington. And by the way, they're not related, which I like to point out. But they've got the same surname, though. Right, that's just wonderful. Now I'm going back to my featured album of the month by Ella Fitzgerald and Andre Previn. And it's a Gershwin classic that we all know, A Foggy Day, which first appeared in the film musical A Damsel in Distress, which was 1937, with Fred Astaire, George Burns and his wife Gracie Allen, and also Joan Fontaine and Ray Noble. Here, though, it's a gem from Ella and Andre, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy a trip to London, A Foggy Day.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town were the people I knew. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do, what to do, what to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day in London town had me low and had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, would this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly the sun was shining everywhere. Thank you.
foggy day in London town had me low and it had me down. I viewed the morning with much alarm. How long, I wondered, would this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you town, the sun was shining everywhere, shining everywhere. What a beautiful day it was in London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
That's an absolute joy to listen to. Yes, it was Ella Fitzgerald and Andre Previn singing the Gershwin's lovely song, A Foggy Day. And that lasted well over 6 minutes. There was some nice interlude music in the middle there from Andre Previn. Just a wonderful album as well. Well, my final song, I played exactly a year ago this month. It being a song, a Valentine's song, and I feel it's worthy of a repeat 12 months later, as it's, in my book, something special. The song is called A Wish Valentine, and the singer is Janice Siegel. She, by the way, has been a member of Manhattan Transfer for a very long time. And there's also some amazing playing by Edmar Casaneda on the Colombian harp. Thanks very much for listening to the February edition of The Cabaret Room with me, Laurie Stead. I've really enjoyed being with you.
At my door, no cards from someone I adore, and yet it seems you are the focus of my dreams. I only wish that I could be your Valentine.
How I wished that I could be your valentine.
I missed the chance to say. It must be clear another day, though there'll be songs and poems lovelier than mine. How much I wish that I could be your Valentine. It should be clear enough.